Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC. So this is actually a special episode because it is Economic Development Week and it is the return of Building BN, which has been on pause while Courtney has been ramping up the Life Multiplied podcast. So we should get a little plug. We could probably plug back and forth, like on your podcast, I'll check out ours, and on mine, I'll be like, yeah, go check out the Life Multiplied on Spotify. Are we anywhere else on that one? Spotify right now?
Spotify just for now.
Okay, just for now. I think this one is on Apple as well, and maybe Google. Do they have one?
I don't know about Google, but I do know it's on Apple.
On Apple. Yeah, there's a way to set it up, and yeah, we'll figure that out with the other one as well. But on this special edition of Economic Development Week, we are welcoming our new staff member, office manager, Nora Harrison. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, every podcast that we do in Building BN, it's really getting to know our guests first and then working our way down to, you know, what's going on at the company. So what you do around here. And it's good. You had, is it 2 weeks now already or 1 week?
Pretty close to two.
Yeah, this is the second week. So we can find out what you think of this place. And then the last one's always just about, you know, Bloomington Normal and what's so great about it, which is kind of a tie into Life Multiplied. Yeah. But to get started, if you want to give us just a little bit about your background and how you ended up here in Bloomington Normal.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So I am from Chicago and I went to WIU for college. I lived in Macomb for 7 years total, and then I was trying to figure out where I wanted to go and looking at options. And so I chose Bloomington Normal because it's in the middle. It's like literally halfway between Macomb and Chicago. So geographically it's the middle ground, but also socially, economically it's the middle ground too.
Yeah.
It has all the things that I like about living in Chicago as well as the things that I liked about living in Macomb. And so I was driving through this area. It was spring break of 2012, and I was going along Towanda, and I saw College Hills Plaza, and at the time Cold Stone was over there.
Oh yeah.
And I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, Mom, there's a Cold Stone here. I can live here. Yeah. I got all excited about it, and pretty much that's when I decided that this was where I was coming to. And I've been here since 2012. I tried to leave during the pandemic and then came right on back. So
Well, we were ranked, like, I don't know if it's the top in the nation or pretty high as being, like, one of the best places to live post-pandemic because how even-keeled everything stayed. And
yes.
It's actually pretty funny you mentioned the Cold Stone thing because when I got here, like, I'm a big fan of local flavor and making sure that we've got these small mom-and-pops that are unique. But somebody asked about the chains, and I'm like, the chain restaurants matter because if you're a college student or if you're young professional, if you don't have certain chains, people are going to be like, what's wrong? You're missing something. So that was interesting that you did mention that. This is a fun one. Hopefully you've had time to think about it, but what is a unique personal fact about yourself?
So speaking of my mom, she had a home daycare. So from the time that I was 8 until 18, I pretty much lived in a daycare center, which also means you don't just live there, you work there. So you don't, like, there's no such thing as being around a small business and not being a part of it. So I actually started doing bookkeeping in her daycare. And that also means that at any given time, there's a Barney song in the back of my head playing and other kids' songs from TV shows and Disney movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, you were walking out the other day. It might have been yesterday. I almost called you out, like, what song is that? Because you were you were singing something as you're heading out the door.
Oh, no, probably Hakuna Matata.
Oh, my gosh.
My daughter was going to her job interview, so something, you know, no worries. I think I was trying to calm her down.
Yeah, that's right. Can you talk a little bit about your educational experience?
So I have a bachelor's degree in journalism from Western, and I also have a Master of Science in Recreation, Park, and Tourism Administration, which the administration part is, you know, all the paperwork, all the fun things, how to do the fiscal management. And it was of a rec business specifically, but of course it applies across the board to whatever business I'm working in at the moment.
And that was something I noticed right away when you got here. And as soon as you figured out the file system, it didn't take you very long to be like, okay, you know where everything's at somehow. And it was like a matter of getting you access, which could be a challenge, finding old passwords. But like once you had it, you had everything pretty much organized. Like your office is a lot cleaner than mine.
Yeah, was going to say, I was just in there, and she has plants and, like, candles. And I'm like, it took me, like, 6 months to do that. Yeah. So you're doing great.
That's because I like it.
Okay. Well, that's fair, too.
Full file system already lined up, and she's coming in and asking to sign checks. And the other cool part is just, like, staying on top of me, because in this world we get pulled in a lot of directions. So coming back in and, yeah. Oh, and as long as the door is open, yeah, feel free at any time. So yeah, let's jump into like the role. You're the office manager, so it kind of goes back into keeping everybody on task on different things. But it's been 2 weeks, so what do you think about the place?
Oh, I love it. So I do, because I have a tendency to stay in my office, and you guys make me come out of my office. Like sometimes we'll be all sitting out there working or looking at something on the screen. Like you force me to come out and interact, which is great.
Yeah.
But then also when I say, hey, send me receipts, you give me receipts too.
Yep.
Hey, hey, nudge, nudge.
So what's your favorite part about the job so far?
Can I just say that I really love having two screens and my laptop too. And so I can, the amount of things that I can do at one time.
It's
I
nice.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is key. And also for the listeners that have not been to our office, when Nora is talking about the common area going out in the middle, we're almost like it's a square, but there is like this L shape where everyone's offices are on the outside. In the middle, it used to be this bullpen, and we reversed it and then pushed all the desks together. So it's just like this giant open area that's got a big screen that we share. And yeah, a lot of times lunch will just carry on. And because we have our surfaces, shout out to Microsoft, we can just move those right out there and yeah, all collaborate on things. On our screens, but then also on the big screen at the same time. So it's it's pretty cool to be able to have that. So for us, yeah, we've been here 2 weeks. Carl got announced he will be here tomorrow. So there'll be some different changes in the dynamics of the office. But as far as what you're doing right now, it's definitely arranging the bills. As far as the invoicing goes, we'll be working with investors pretty soon. A little bit into the workforce arena. We'll see how far down that rabbit hole you want to go. A lot of potential there because in economic development, workforce is almost taking over, like a full focus. And back in the day, it's like if you build the jobs, the people will come. And now if you don't have the people, then good luck getting the jobs. So especially in the upskilling side with Heartland and the high schools with the readiness, there's a lot of potential to expand on that. So whenever you're thinking about this area, you mentioned Coldstone, but if there was, I guess, a perfect day and you had a prospect in town and you're like, you got to move here, how are you going to spend that day? Like, what are you going to show them around the community?
So the first thing I want to do is I want to find out what's important to them. And I want to show them the things that we have connected to their interests, because that's one of the things I like about here is that you can find pretty much whatever it is you're looking for here. And so if they like running, if they like cycling, like we have a shop for it, we have marathons, I can show them a marathon route, something like that, whatever is related to them, because we have so many things happening here at any given point in time. So what's important to them, let's go find it and let's show you where you can continue your love of it here. And then I would definitely, I always show people uptown and downtown. And it doesn't matter what time of year, there's always something pretty happening. Mm-hmm. It was pouring rain the other day, and my daughter had just got her camera, and we were out in the rain looking at pretty things around town so that she could take pictures. There's just beautiful things to look at. And even something as simple as going to the top of the parking deck and looking around and being able to take pictures, and the fact that that costs, what, $1 to
do? Right.
You know, and that's, you know, you can go see tall buildings other places, but you can't do it for $1.
True.
And in the summer, so I'm hoping that this ideal day is in the summer.
Yeah. Yep, you get to pick that too.
Yes, because, you know, you have to go to the water parks, and it's so affordable, it's accessible, it's easy to do. We also would go to Raiders Family Farm. Mm-hmm. And then a place I haven't been to, the drive-in yet, so I want to go to the drive-in in Gibson City.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'm going to take them because I want to go.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, Raider Family Farms, friend of the show or friend of your show, I would say.
They sure are.
Yeah. Big fans on social media, too. Appreciate all the sharing and likes when it comes to that. And actually the parking deck thing you were talking about, we thought we had our own little, I thought it was being unique by bringing the family up on the 4th of July on the balcony and look out the parking deck. Like, that is the place to be.
Yes.
Because you can see the fireworks in all directions. No, I didn't.
That's cool.
I was like, hey, I'm going to surprise my family. We get here. I was like, there's tons of people here. Like, this is the go-to spot. I can only imagine, like, Watterson Towers, like, being the tallest spot between St. Louis and Chicago. That's probably the best spot, even though I'm pretty sure it's closed over the summer. So you mentioned Cold Stone Creamery, but, like, if like what's the one food item that, like, if you're in town, like, you have to stop here and get this?
Okay, so I can't pick just one.
Give us a bunch.
Okay.
Go for it.
So my top five are ancho and agave, Mexamaya. I don't know why. I love it. I just love Mexamaya. Little Beavers, as you already know.
Yep. We sure had our welcome lunch.
Pop-up chicken shop.
Yes.
And then Distill Brewery.
Okay. Nice.
Do you, the restaurant or the brewery itself?
The brewery.
The brewery. Yeah.
The restaurant's pretty, but I just love the food at the brewery, and it just seems to be...
The atmosphere is nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's more laid back and relaxed and... Yeah,
they've got a lot of fun events too. There's different fairs and craft shows, and
yoga.
I went to the vintage market. Oh, yeah, I haven't done the yoga. You did the yoga, didn't you?
I do the candlelight yoga.
And there's been bands out there, and they've got the new fire pits, which is cool. But I forgot, it was freezing that day, and it was super windy for this vintage fair, and there was a line out the door. But my kids wanted to go, and we went, and I was like, what are these college kids doing standing outside? I'm like, oh, we're gonna get in this line too. So yeah, we're freezing to get into this vintage fair. But yeah, Matt Potts does great work out there. Be another good person to have onto the show, or maybe even do a podcast out at his place.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I have one question. So since Cold Stone got you here, have you tried any local ice cream places? That
Carl's
okay.
Yes.
Carl's is
but
good.
I only tried the one on College.
Okay.
I haven't been to the other one yet.
Okay. What's your favorite flavor?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
Okay. So, my daughter, when we first got here, she was still, she was, what, 6 or 7? And she was always into the one with the bubble gum in it.
Okay.
And my boys would pick, you know, a variety of different things and stuff like that. So, my boys are out of the house now. It's just me and my daughter. I am a vanilla ice cream person, okay? Like, I love vanilla ice cream. And so, for me, it's comparing vanilla ice cream at different places to see which one has the flavor that I like the best. But Mini-Me loves all the things. So, we kind of go through and we try a different thing each time we go.
Sure.
I think the CEO... So, whenever we first started this show, it was pre-pandemic. And we would find out ahead of time what their favorite item was, and then we would literally buy it and then eat it off air and then come back on and talk about it. And I think it was Mary Bennett Hendricks, who is the CEO or COO of Integrity, who does all of our tech around here. But yeah, she recommended Carl's, I think it was lemon ice cream. So we went and bought that, and it was like, that was like this hidden thing out there. And it was phenomenal.
I've never had it.
Okay, I love lemon.
I always get the cookie dough. It's my favorite. It's so good there.
Speaking of cookie dough, I'm sorry, I'm a huge ice cream fanatic. Oberweis right now, which is next to that burger joint.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a cookie dough, but it's peanut butter too. Mm. And that's in the freezer right now. It is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. The dog will not leave me alone though. He's always trying to get in the bowl, but yeah, other than that.
Okay, weekend goals.
Yeah, weekend goals. Go stop by Oberweis. It is expensive, but it's worth it. And then this was one we talked about a little bit in your interview overall, but I guess why economic development matters.
I think it helps people feel connected and people stay where they feel connected. It doesn't just provide jobs. It'll help provide advancement in jobs. It'll help improve the area that you live in to make it a more desirable place. It just helps you to feel more connected. And it's funny because one of the things that we focus on in recreation is quality of life.
Yep.
And there's, for me, the direct connection of quality of life.
No, it definitely matters because first you get the quality of place, and the quality of place leads to the quality of life. And yeah, if you've got the quality of life, then you have people that stick around, and then people have the jobs. Then hopefully it goes full circle into the businesses and back into that quality of place. And that's what we like to call the flywheel. Something we didn't cover earlier was your historic background in employment. I mean, because it's directly tied, like the property management side.
Yes.
Yeah, to some of what we do, actually. So it's a nice tie into some of Casey's new roles. But if you can talk a little bit just about the property management side.
So when I first came here in 2012, I actually worked in, it was a nonprofit organization that worked for children. So not direct service, but with the credentials and laws and stuff like that. And it was around the time that Illinois was having their budget issue where they couldn't pass a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started to affect nonprofits. And so in 2015, 2016, they were having issues with being able to continue to have funding for different positions in nonprofits. And so that was when I left the nonprofit world, and I went into the private sector. And I actually got my first full-time job in property management in 2017. I dabbled in property management beforehand, doing office management type stuff, not actually managing the property. Mm-hmm. But at that point, I started off as an office manager, and then I went to assistant manager, and then the property manager was off-site training a lot, so I was basically, you know, yep, acting manager whenever she was gone.
Sure.
And that was until 2020. And then when I came back and went back to property management, I did the full-time position at Brookridge Heights. And I was at Brookridge Heights from 2021 until now, which is one of the 10 tech properties, and it's the largest 10 tech property. So it was a very unique experience. Sure. You meet so many people from so many different places, and some people would come in short term for Rivian, and some people have lived there for a very long time. And it is a very welcoming community, and some of the people are just the sweetest people ever. There was one resident who would make us these beautiful little boxes. There's actually one in my office. And she would make us these beautiful little boxes and put candies in them. And when we were all deciding that we were trying to diet and lose weight, she put sugar-free candies in them.
That's sweet. Sweet.
And how many units was that?
647 going to 711, because they built one new building last year, and then they have two more coming this year.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the name of the game right now, because yeah, things have slowed down when it comes to the attraction side, because we need to have more residents here in order to fill those jobs. So I'm glad TinTac continues to invest in the community, and we know that there's other projects underway as well, especially for residential and ideally mixed use that would go into the heart of the community, to clean up a little bit of downtown, bringing some walking foot traffic down there. But then also Uptown has potential on Trail East, Trail West, and then also south side. So a lot of potential for residential development, which our retail owners like, and the more retail we have, again, the more taxes goes back in for better quality of life and quality of place. Anybody have any other topics you wanted to cover? Any other questions?
Nope.
You want to grill us while we're on the air? Yeah, I'm sure we'll do a follow-up later on. And yeah, your property management background really tied into, you know, like I said, what Casey's doing. And so we're such a small office of five people, it's nice to be able to cross train and help each other out on different things. So I'm sure that there'll be opportunity as he's out and about, and even now trying to find more properties to make sure we've all got them in the system. Because any property owners out there that are listening, if we don't have your properties in the system and somebody asks if something's available, then it's not in the game. So yeah, we try to log all those. But yeah, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Great way to kick off again Economic Development Week, and share this and tell your story. But looking forward to what we continue to do as we work together to develop our economy.
Thank you. Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.